the pandemic, women are still suffering more economic consequences than men. For Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Throughout the pandemic, women have been more likely than men to quit their jobs. And that's still true, even as the Omicron wave subsides. That gap is widest in states that have had the most COVID-related disruptions to school and childcare, according to a new analysis from the payroll processing company Gusto. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
The gap between the number of women and men quitting their jobs during the pandemic has been persistent, but not consistent.
This gender gap ebbs and flows as these pandemic waves ebb and flow.
Luke Pardue is an economist at Gusto. He says the gap was biggest last August, when many schools didn't reopen right away. It narrowed in the fall and then widened again during the Omicron wave, especially in the Northeast.
Vermont, Maine, Rhode Island all were among the top states with childcare disruptions in January of 2022, and they actually saw the widest gap between the rates at which women and men left work.
In states where there weren't many disruptions, men and women quit their jobs at about the same rate.
When there are childcare breakdowns, even before the pandemic, it was always women leaving the workforce more so than men.
Yanina Perez at the nonprofit Moms Rising says the fact that so many women are still quitting because of childcare issues has big economic implications.
Women make up a huge percentage of our workforce. If you want to deal with labor shortages, make sure folks can go to work.
By making sure, she says, that their kids have a place to go. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
We mentioned yesterday how strong retail sales were. We spent $650 billion all told on physical stuff in January. It was a jump of 3.8% and the biggest monthly change in almost a year. There were a couple things that we as consumers really splurged on. Among them, furniture, which shot up 7.2% in just a month, not adjusting for inflation. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains why consumers can't quit remodeling their homes 2 years into the pandemic.
Higher income Americans were still moving into bigger houses and working remotely in January when Omicron peaked. And when they got sick of looking at their old coffee table or beat up sofa, they ponied up for better quality stuff. Brad Thomas is an analyst with KeyBank.
We think that that was primarily from the high end of the market and a more affluent consumer.
Brands like Restoration Hardware have pivoted towards more luxury furniture offerings. Another reason sales continue to be strong? Spending more time at home means accelerated wear and tear. What used to be an innocuous coffee spill at the office could now prompt a trip to Crate and Barrel. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
NATO says Russia is misleading the world about its troop movements. Russia claimed it was returning some troops to bases, but NATO says the country's actually added as many as 7,000 more soldiers near the border with Ukraine. Reuters is now reporting shelling from Russian-backed separatists that Ukrainian sources say looks like a provocation. And with that, let's see how numbers are doing. The FTSE in London is down 0.7%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are also down in the 4-6% range, with the Dow future down 133 points. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.009%. U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai is criticizing China for unfair economic practices and says the U.S. needs to figure out new tools to deal with it. In an annual report, the Trade Representative's office complained China offers, quote, massive financial resources to its domestic industries, among other forms of support, while limiting market access for imported products and services. Ambassador Tai said such practices cause serious harm to workers and businesses around the world. The report also pointed out China came nowhere close to meeting its commitments under the Phase One trade deal reached under the Trump administration.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
German company BioNTech, which worked with Pfizer to create one of the vaccines used here in the U.S., has unveiled a new tool to boost the global COVID vaccination rate. Mobile factories assembled from shipping containers that produce the mRNA vaccine. As Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports, later this year, those factories will be on their way to developing countries.
The good news is that global COVID vaccine supply and manufacturing capacity are improving, says Krishna Adhikumar, who directs Duke University's Global Health Innovation Center. About 60% of the world's population has gotten at least one dose.
The bad news is the rollout has been incredibly inequitable. So 10% only of people living in low-income countries have had even one dose of vaccine.
BioNTech says its first factory kits will be sent to a handful of African countries later this year and could produce as many as 50 million doses within 12 months. Adhikumar says that's a good start, but BioNTech will need to do more to really help the continent.
Ensuring the transfer of the equipment, the technology, that they're also working on standing up a trained workforce, creating a supply chain.
African countries produce less than 1% of the vaccines they administer, according to Landry Sinye with the Brookings Institution's Africa Growth Initiative.
Africa is almost totally dependent on vaccine imports.
Those imports have been an issue since long before the COVID-19 pandemic, Sinye says. He hopes BioNTech's plan boosts long-term manufacturing capacity in Africa.
Solving the urgent COVID-19 vaccine deficit in Africa is an extremely important step to solving the broader vaccine crisis on the continent.
But not everyone sees it that way.
The kits are a band-aid.
Preethi Krishtel is with the nonprofit Initiative for Medicines, Access, and Knowledge.
Approaches like this ensure that control stays with the manufacturers like BioNTech acting on their own terms. And it's not equitable. It's not sustainable.
Krishtel says if that company and others making mRNA vaccines were serious about equity, they'd suspend their patents and allow rival companies to make their vaccines. BioNTech didn't respond to a request for an interview. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.